Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Oh, over the river and through the wood. Oh, how the wind does blow.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. Good morning to you. I suspect you are either just relaxing and watching the parade because you have a lovely person in your home that's doing all the cooking right now, or you are cooking, or you already got the turkey in the oven and you're checking the time and you're checking the temperature and somebody else is setting the table. So I understand if you're not going to really kind of fully listen this morning, but I'm going to recommend that you listen and have fun with me this morning because it's Happy Thanksgiving Day. And guess what? All of the normal guests that we have on Thursdays, they're all home cooking. They're all home enjoying Thanksgiving. And I'm happy to be here, and I'll tell you why. Because I had the opportunity yesterday to interview Jessica, who used to host this show before I got here, and she is now working with Rally Foundation, so we had a great conversation. Well, one thing led to another, and she offered to come in and hang out with me this morning for Thanksgiving. So welcome, Jessica. Welcome home.
So that's what you mean when all your normal guests are not here.
Well, you kind of misheard that. I know. But I'm just so happy to have you here, and we're going to talk all things Thanksgiving this morning. So, and we are hoping that maybe you can, participate in some of the things that we're doing. So it's going to be a little different than our usual pep talk, but the number is 850-437-1620. And so just right off the bat, that song, Over the River and Through the Woods, when was the last time you heard that, Jess?
Oh my gosh, I feel like it's nostalgic of like my first, second, third grade years. So I'm just like, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to think last night when I was thinking about the show, and I'm thinking, okay, we'll play some Thanksgiving songs.
And I thought of Adam Sandler.
Yes, and I thought
like
of Adam Sandler,
turkey.
The turkey song. So we may pull that out, see if we can pull that, because that is a pretty hilarious song. And Saturday Night Live did have their special last night on TV.
Ooh, I should have watched it.
It was cool. They did like a recap of, the 40 or 50 years now that they've been on the air. And some of the earlier stuff really is so classic and so funny. I mean, I love the recent guys, but that original cast with, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and Gilda Radner.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. They were so good.
I'll say it. These kids don't know what they're missing.
I know. It's so true. It's so true. So have you got big plans for today?
So my plans are that after hanging out with you, I'm going to go home and have turkey with my boyfriend Chris and my niece who traveled from Tulsa. And I'm also going to pray during this entire segment that the turkey does not get burnt, which I have faith in the man. I think he's afraid of me enough. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. It's a pretty big risk.
It is, and he walks his own line, so he's not that afraid. But I have faith in him. And also, I'm going to sneak peek a little bit at the TV at the Macy's Day Parade, because one, it's classic, and two, I might end up seeing my son on there. He's behind the Paw Patrol balloon.
This is the coolest thing ever. Okay, you got to say that again now, because we've had to pull it up. We do have TV monitors in the studio, and so I lived in New York City for many, many years, so my absolute favorite thing is the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. But one of the things I thought of last night, too, because we'll definitely talk about when your son's going to be on, but is watching them blow up the balloons.
It's the coolest
thing.
You have to be like certified to do those balloons. You have to be, it's called being a balloonatic, and you have to be certified to help with those balloons.
So back in the day when I did it, I think anybody that could help helped.
Yeah.
And there was, now you have to, I think you have to get stand in line to watch it. It's like a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But when I was up there, you just kind of went up there at midnight and watched them blow them up. And so that's when they were blowing up Snoopy.
That is so
cool. Mickey Mouse. Like these were the, I know I'm dating myself
here. Snoopy, you're old.
Yeah, I know.
We're not.
But then yesterday, Jess was telling me about her son is going to be in the parade. I don't know if I know of anybody that's ever been in the parade.
I just know of one woman that was, like I said, a balloonatic, and she helped with the holding on the strings of those balloons.
Oh, the walkers.
Yes, the walkers.
The ropes.
She did that. But other than that, I'm going to have to get his autograph because he's the first person that I actually officially know.
I hope he's going to get some pictures.
I hope he does. I hope his debut on TV is well behaved, but he is going to be 15th performance behind Paw Patrol at the UMass Amherst marching band.
So cool.
And he's like on the end, and there's no mistaking him because he has college hair.
Well, what instrument does he play?
He plays the trumpet.
Okay, so he plays the trumpet.
Yeah.
What colors will they be in so we can kind of look for
maroon and white, I believe.
Maroon and white.
If I got this as a good mom.
Okay, so maroon and white.
Yep.
And what about the hair?
He has he has been sporting a unique hairstyle since he was 18 and was being rebellious towards his father, not towards me. But he has got super blonde, curly hair. And he has, what do they call it? Was party in the front, business in the back. Oh, my gosh. What is
mullet?
That haircut? A mullet. Yes. He's got a.
Oh, they still have those around here.
Yeah,
so.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
And he's bringing it back in that area, too.
Well, it was a thing, and we had prayed that it would go away, and apparently it has come back again. I mean, everything they say comes back around another time, but there's some things that really shouldn't.
I know. I wonder
they
what those
really
are.
Because
bell bottoms always come back, and I kind of dig those a little bit.
Yeah, they make your feet look weird. If you're short like me.
Yeah, and I am
it's
short.
Great.
Like
it's great for people that are tall. It looks really cool. You got the long legs and the flared
you put on
pants.
The big boots, though.
But when you're short, there's not so much length, just flare.
This is true.
And it accents the other side of your body that sometimes has flare.
It feels like the never-ending backside flare.
Thank you very much. You said it very delicately,
yes,
and I appreciate that.
I'm proud of myself.
Yes, that was very well put. Very well put. So very exciting. Do you have any idea what time he's going to be on? Because we can watch him on NBC, right?
Yeah, he told me 10:15 Eastern, so 9:15 here. Is what he said. So, I mean, he might be setting me up not to see him, but I've got faith that that's what he thinks is happening. But also, I think the magic of television allows things to happen when they say they're going to happen. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll look for him.
Look for the big, blonde, bushy, curly-haired kid.
Trumpet player. In maroon and white.
The only thing big on that kid is his hair. The rest of him's skinny and little.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, all right. Well, it sounds like we all have good plans for the day. I'm going to a Friendsgiving today.
Oh, that's exciting. Are you bringing something good?
I am. I stayed up very late last night, and I was making chocolate chip pecan pie.
Ooh,
which is really yummy.
That sounds
by the way.
So good.
And I cut a little corner.
You have to
last night, yeah, you know, because I wanted to test to make
quality.
Sure. That it was okay.
You don't want to poison others.
Then I took another test.
You have to make another pie.
Well, no, but I smushed the pecans down so you couldn't see how many times I had tested it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just confessing a little personal secret.
Yeah, I won't tell anyone.
Okay, don't tell anyone. And I made, it's a family recipe that we've been making forever and ever. It's an apple cranberry oatmeal kind of casserole with brown sugar.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good.
Where is it? It needs to be in this room right now.
I'll bring you some. I will bring you some. Thank you for being here today. I'll bring you some.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Me too. So we're going to have a little fun this morning. We're going to talk about all kinds of things, the things we're grateful for, Thanksgiving traditions, and we're going to chime in with a couple of questions that we're hoping you'll help us out with, and some funny stuff, maybe some off-color stuff too.
Just slightly.
Just a little bit off-color. But it's all about family. It's all about gratitude. It's all about friends today. So if you're having a tough day, we hope that what we can do is maybe bring a little light into your Thanksgiving this morning and just help you feel a little better. Maybe
Absolutely. Not
a lot better, but a little better. If we could do that.
A little is better than none.
That's right. If we can do that, then we'll have accomplished something on this Thanksgiving morning. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg and Jessica on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Text in if you have any questions for us, 850, or comments, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg and Jessica on Pep Talk this morning, the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we're talking all things Thanksgiving. We hope that you're having a good morning so far, that you got the TV set up so you can watch all the entertainment on the parades, and that your family's getting ready to come over, or you're going to spend your day with some family and friends. So one of the things that we thought we would talk about right off the get-go is what an amazing community that we have here in Pensacola. I have to say, when I moved here, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And Jessica, you just moved here a few years ago, right?
I just moved here actually in May. But Chris, my sidekick, was here for 8 years. They kicked him out for a little while, and he came. They let him come back.
So. Oh, there you go. Well, and yeah. If you don't know, Chris is works on our is one of the afternoon folks on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. So happy Thanksgiving to the team over there as well.
Yeah.
So when I moved here, I had moved from a bigger city, of course, and then I was over in Panama City doing radio over there, and I came over here doing radio. And I was a little nervous because I thought, okay, someone said, well, you know where you live? And I said, well, it's Pensacola, Florida, in the Panhandle. And they said, no, it's L.A., Lower Alabama. And I was like, uh-oh. And so I made this assumption, very erroneous assumption, that I was moving to an area with no culture. There was not going to be any theater or any kind of music right. or anything like that. I could not have been more wrong.
There's a lot of history and a lot of art here.
Oh, my gosh. The history is incredible. When you go downtown on the Museum of Commerce, I mean, so many things. Because who knew? I didn't know that this was one of the, it is the first settlement.
Right. I didn't know that either.
I had no idea. And then the Civil War history for me is fascinating with Fort Pickens and just the whole history. Recently heard a speaker talking about the underground, that they actually ran an underground railroad out of Fort Pickens.
I didn't know that.
It's something that they've just recently discovered. So we had I had a speaker recently that I heard, and he was talking about that. So that was fascinating.
That's interesting.
But on the flip side of that, who knew? Pensacola Little Theater. Oh my gosh.
Pensacola Little Theater is amazing.
I mean, I'm a theater person. I've loved theater my whole life. And to discover this little treasure, and it's a beautiful old building with a big theater, and the people there that have been there for 30 and 40, 50 something years, I think they're on their 70th or 80th anniversary at this point, doing shows for kids with Treehouse Productions and having shows for adults that are like musicals and fun. But then they have Studio 400, which is kind of the avant-garde, lots of cursing shows, we joke.
Naughty word.
Yes. And so so you have that, and then you have the Pensacola Opera, which is not, you know, when I first heard that, I thought, oh, this could be interesting. No, it's a professional opera company.
That's
They've been
awesome.
People in from all over the country to perform. So they actually have, you know, a whole ensemble of people that...
We don't play in Pensacola. We do things.
Oh, no, ma'am. And the ballet, Northwest Florida Ballet is located here. So we have the ballet, the opera, and we have the Choral Society. We have such a huge arts and culture community. But on the other side of that as well is something that Jessica and I were talking about yesterday, because Jessica is working now with the Rally Foundation.
Yes.
So that makes me think the other side of our community that I'm grateful for. I don't know that I've ever lived anywhere that was as generous as this community.
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the things that attracted, besides the sun.
Well, the beach and the sun.
And the sand.
We could spend a whole day talking about that.
Because I came in January and it was cold. But really what attracted me here mostly was the people and just how generous and giving and caring this community is. It was not a deal breaker.
No. I mean, and, you know, and it really runs the gamut. I mean, because sometimes you live in a big city and it's kind of like the people, it's more about who's at the benefit and what they're wearing than the benefit itself.
Right.
And there's a little bit of that here.
Yeah.
But really, in general, no.
Right.
In general, there are some people in this community that work every single day to make a difference. And so I was just jotting down off the top of my head. This was just me sort of like, okay, think of all the nonprofits. So you have ARC Gateway, which helps our developmentally disabled on a million different ways. You have Council on Aging of West Florida, which is just a senior outreach. And there's also there's another agency, the Northwest Florida Agency. I'm sorry, I'm getting that name wrong. Then we have Mana Food Pantries. We had Dee Dee Flanacker on yesterday.
Fabulous.
And they're helping feed people year round.
Yes.
67,000 people they fed last year.
That's
alone.
It's amazing. And also when you hear that number, you're like, really?
It's kind of hard to get your mind around that. And she was telling me that 60% of that was children. So food insecure children in our community.
Yeah.
So
gives me the chills.
Yeah. So that's some of the things they do. Then you have Ronald McDonald's House, which the list of what they do for families is never ending.
A lot of our rally families will stay with Ronald McDonald House, and they are just amazing.
Yeah. They do offer all kinds of services. And then you have Rally Foundation, which is children's cancer research. Then we have Gulf Coast Kids House, which helps kids who are... been involved in abuse or abusive family situations. Favor House, helping women from domestic violence. Then we have, I wrote, and then, okay, so that's just a snapshot of people services.
Right.
Okay, then.
I see her face lighting up a little bit, folks.
Then there's smiling. Then there's the Who Let the Dogs Out dog services. I got to tell you, Escambia County Animal Services, Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Like Santa Rosa County was on the show last week, and they have 170 dogs right now.
Yeah.
And they're having to get people just to foster the dogs because they don't have room for all the dogs that they have.
Yeah.
Then you were telling me about Hope.
A Hope.
So they were on the show. And then my personal favorite is this Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue.
Aww.
So if you go on Facebook and look them up, it's torture right now because I lost my little pup and now I'm going to get one eventually. But every day they show these pictures of these little puppies that, you know, puppies and dogs that are just little dogs.
So we need to know like who out and who's listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Has chosen a dog from that website for you.
Oh, no, that's not
voting.
Oh, no, that would not be good. That would not be good. And then I have a good dear friend of mine, Katie King, who works with E.W. Bullock here in Pensacola. And Katie's passion is for Great Danes and the Great Dane Rescue. So
amazing.
She was just featuring on Facebook this group of puppy Great Dane puppies that were abandoned and how they're rescuing them and saving them.
When they come out, when they appear to this land, are they like a regular sized dog and then boom?
A little bit,
giant.
Yeah. The puppies, but bigger than the small dog puppies, for sure. Alrighty then. So on that note, thank you so much to everyone that volunteers and works for the nonprofits in our area, for people and pets, everybody. You are doing a great service for our community. And so we have great gratitude and we want to thank you on this Thanksgiving Day. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're having a little fun on this Thanksgiving morning. I have Jessica in the house, who used to be a host on the show. So we played Over the River and Through the Woods. We were thinking of Thanksgiving songs. That one was for the kids. So go tell the kids to go in the kitchen and check on the turkey and the pies cooking, because this one you may recognize is for the adults.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil.
Oops. And on that note, we're going to cut off Adam Sandler. Apologies to anyone. But we wanted to treat you to a little Adam Sandler and the turkey song this morning on Thanksgiving on Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Thanksgiving Day. If you want to make a comment about Thanksgiving, we're going to throw some things out here to get your input. 850-437-1620. So we've had a little fun, played a little Adam Sandler. We played Over the River and Through the Woods, and I think those are the only two Thanksgiving songs I know.
I mean, I feel like those are good staples.
Those are the good staples.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to talk a little about Thanksgiving, gratitude. We've talked about that. Now here's the fun part. Thanksgiving traditions. So every family has traditions. Now, some of them are kind of interesting. Like certain people, I remember talking to a friend. They said, well, what time are you having dinner? I said, we're going to eat around 3. They're like, 3? We're done at 11.
Like, I don't feel that's a Thanksgiving-y thing to do. I think you have to eat after noon, like, at least,
so,
right?
Yeah, so, but every family's different, right? So everyone has their own traditions. You could have fine china, you know, where everything's all done with the candles and the fine china. And everybody dresses up. Like, for a long time, my family used to dress up for Thanksgiving. You couldn't just show up in jeans at the Thanksgiving table. You had to look nice and have, like, a little dress. And, it was very, like...
I'm a failure. I like fine chinette.
There you go. So there's that. But also, you know, you have your favorite Thanksgiving traditions, favorite food, something that my grandmother from Ireland had the best recipe for stuffing or dressing. So the stuffing's in the bird, dressing's when you cook it out of the bird.
That's what I heard.
Yes, big discussions about that. But her recipe was the best. However, there are some other family recipes that on my book I don't like not so much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so you now share. Now,
well,
okay, this is
the
time for sharing.
We're talking about stuffing, dressing, so I'm just going to put it out there. I don't know where my mom went wrong in raising us, but for some reason my brother, the oldest boy, she babied him a little bit much, and she would make oyster stuffing, and nobody liked it at all.
Interesting. I don't know that I've ever had that, but it doesn't sound good.
You should count your lucky stars and be grateful that you have never had it. It was terrible. It was
just
terrible.
Doesn't sound like, I mean, not with the like spices for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it made zero sense. So I did make sure to send a message back home to say, you're not getting oyster stuffing, even though I'm not there.
Right. Okay.
Your wife's not making Santa Fe soup. I did go there.
What's Santa Fe soup?
I have no idea. I don't even dare try it, but it looks like a creamy, sausagey corn kind of mixture of things that she thinks is fabulous, and nobody has told her otherwise, and I honestly have not tried it. I'm just being judgmental.
Well, I have a relative that every year would bring Jell-O with various fruits in it. And so we'd have like green Jell-O with pineapple in it. And she would insist on putting, you know, we would insist on putting on the plate with the turkey and the cranberry sauce and stuffing. Nothing goes like green Jell-O does with turkey.
I mean, she like cottage cheese and like whipped cream or inside of that all mixed together is delightful.
Mm-mm. No, that's good. I have a friend that makes
that,
and that's fabulous.
But how you're talking about scares me. It just feels...
It's the Jell-O that kind of moves on the plate.
Yeah, that I would feel like a Slimer from Ghostbusters entering the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, exactly. But nobody has the heart to tell her, because every year, this year I'm going to be red and we're going to have something, you know, some other fruit in it. So
such a fine line, because you want to be grateful,
yes,
and appreciative, but then... Then what happens if they ask you your true feelings? Is it okay to fib?
Well, what you do, I've learned a little something over the years. When someone asks you a question that you don't want to answer, a great way to deflect that, if you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, is you just ask another question back.
Oh. Okay.
So if they say, what did you think of the Jell-O? How long did it take you to make it?
Oh.
See there?
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll invite you over and show you how to do it.
The other one is if someone asks you a question, like in a business meeting or somewhere, and you don't want to answer because it's too personal, it's none of their business. And so they ask you something and you say, oh, did anybody, did you hear what the weather was going to be today? And they look at you like, Did you not hear that question that was personal that, you know?
Men have mastered the, let me ask you another question.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. So then they'll ask a question. And so then it's like, do you know what the temperature's going to be? And then they're confused because now they're thinking, did she not hear the question? She must have heard the question. Maybe she doesn't want to. And they get very flustered. So, and it works.
Yes, it does. I have to say, I don't know if you noticed, but Kim did agree that oyster stuffing is awful.
Okay. See, we've got some agreement here. 850-437-1620. Today is the day to have your voice heard. What is your best family tradition? What's your worst family tradition? And that can include when you eat, the way you eat, how you eat, where you eat, what you eat. You just any of the above. But there's got to be a plethora, my favorite word, of possibilities.
Yes.
So 850-437-1620. So thanks, Kim, for texting in with us this morning. So we're talking all things Thanksgiving. We're talking about the different recipes. What's a favorite recipe?
That's so hard because I'm thinking about all the things in my head. And of course, like this didn't happen until later on in my life, but cauliflower and cheese is super, 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 super yummy.
But oh my God. See, oh, that just sounds horrible to me.
Oh, it's so good.
At Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but they don't do it when I'm not there because they do like broccoli and cheese. But I would say probably my favorite thing is my grandmother's chocolate cream pie because she made that pudding mix by hand and I miss her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we may have to frame this and put it on the wall. Okay, so I don't have the name of who sent this in, but this is great. He or she says, this is about answering questions a certain way. I named the trash can the spot. So when I throw gross food away, I can say, yep, it hit the spot.
That is ingenious.
I love that. Write that one down.
I am going to steal that.
It hit the spot.
That.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We are a program of solutions right here on Pep Talk.
Okay? I'm not sure who said that, but they are a complete genius.
We love you. 850-437-1620, talking all things Thanksgiving, traditions, things you like, don't like. Any solutions on how to handle family situations? I like the spot. We'll be back and hopefully hit the spot when we return after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And today you have Meg and Jessica, your experts, sort of, on Thanksgiving. Because all of our experts are actually enjoying this day on their own. So we're going to do our best to lighten your day and hopefully pick up your spirits. So Kim just sent in a little something about a family tradition. We were talking all things Thanksgiving. And she says, our family tradition when my brother and my parents were alive were to wake up early. And I'm talking early. Daddy made breakfast. Mom and I watched the Macy's Day Parade while cooking. My brother and daddy were hunting football games. And we were eating no later than 2 o'clock. Absolutely cherish those memories. See, I love that. And thank you, Kim, for sharing that.
And Kim reminded me that is very close to a similar tradition, minus a breakfast piece, but the Macy's Day Parade and cooking, like,
yes,
those
absolutely.
Are very much traditions.
Absolutely. So to bring a little humor to the table, had a little fun finding some turkey and Thanksgiving jokes for you. Now, keep in mind, these probably rank up there as dad jokes, I'm thinking, because they're for kids, really. But pretty clever.
I mean, every dad joke needs a good little chuckle.
Okay, so these are chuckle worthy.
I
need the sound effect. Can you be my chuckler?
I will.
Because I don't have a sound effect. You know,
I'll chuckle, but then we're going to get a call saying,
stop,
you know,
chuckling.
Jess, I told you about when you laugh into the mic.
Right.
But we're going to do it because we can.
It's Thanksgiving and That's we right. can. All right, here we go. So here's one of the first ones. Are you ready? So put on your thinking caps. Why did the turkey get arrested? The police suggested foul play. Suspected foul play.
Ha, ha, ha.
Not at this. Okay, this is good. Who's the only one who isn't hungry during Thanksgiving dinner? The turkey, because he's stuffed. Keep playing. We need help. I need some help here. All right. Why did the turkey... Oh, I got that one already. Hang on. What was the one we really liked? Oh, why did the cranberries turn red?
I love this one.
Because they saw the turkey dressing.
And that's my favorite.
Oh! All righty then. So you got a turkey. We're grasping at all kinds of turkey stuff here. So if you have a good turkey joke that you know, you can send that in to us at 850-437-1620, talking about traditions and things you do's and don'ts. After dinner, So we talked about this a little bit on the morning show with Andrew. After dinner, do you eat the pie and the desserts right away while you're still got turkey in front of you, or do you eat it later? So I said we ate it later.
Yes.
You know, we had to let that settle a little bit, and then we would kind of watch a parade or the football and then kind of come back for dessert later.
Yeah, we did too. That's also a way that your mom gets you to stay longer.
True. Spoken from a mom, I suspect. I mean, a true mom here. Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and then we would have, of course, we haven't mentioned later, the later, which is my, I can't decide which I like better, the actual turkey dinner. Ooh. Or the late night humongo turkey dressing, you know, stuffing,
yes,
everything on it, sandwiches.
I was gonna, oh gosh, yes.
The leftover sandwiches.
Yes.
That is the best. That's the only downside of going out to eat.
Yes,
on Turkey
true.
Day, or going to a friend's house, because they'll say, would you like some leftovers? And they hand, and they're always sweet. And I say, yes, I would love some. I'd love to take some turkey home. Then they hand you this little plate and has like three slices of turkey
on the dry turkey, not the good stuff. Which, you
and
know,
that's like one sandwich worth.
We
so you
can't
know
live life that way.
No, so you got to take care of yourself. I bought myself a little turkey.
Are you a dark meat or a white meat kind
oh,
of girl?
Oh, so we talked about on that on Andrew's show
oh,
too.
Oh,
yes. Well, I actually like both.
I do too.
So I'm not good with that one because I really do like both.
I like both when I help cut the turkey, which is a pet peeve, but also if I'm doing it, it's okay. If I'm carving the turkey, I will sneak all the little juicy brown pieces that are kind of sopping in the bottom of the pan.
Right.
But if you come at me and you want to touch my turkey while I'm cutting it, I'm going to be mad.
You know what's really annoying is when you're at the table and then you have like a little brother, little sister, or a little niece, nephew that reaches over and takes something off your plate.
That's when it's okay to whack a child with a fork in the knuckles.
No.
If they're your sibling, you don't want to do it to your niece or nephew until they're at least 18.
Yep, there you go. There you go. So talking all things Thanksgiving on News Radio 92.3, and we're living up to our motto, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Having a good time this morning with Thanksgiving, and we're actually watching the Thanksgiving parade here in the studio. Looks like they've got some rain, and that's always a shame because they do plan this thing, you know, a year or two out to make it happen.
But it's a little chilly. You know, I would never say anything mean about anybody, but I think my ex-husband's in that crowd, so if he's a little chilly and his toes are a little wet, it's good for him.
Character building.
It is.
Character building for the ex. Yeah, there's a few things I could say about my ex, but it's Thanksgiving, so we're not going
That's
there
right.
today.
I am grateful for him because I have two beautiful children and then two older boys that are mine too, so I have four boys because of him, so...
There you go. Well, I'm very grateful to live in Pensacola, to be working here at News Radio 92.3. It's just been an honor to have Mary and Dave talk to me about being the host of Pep Talk. I'm having a great time with it. Being here this morning with Jessica, she was kind enough to come in and help me out, which I really appreciate. And there's just so many things that we can be thankful for. I was trying to think of one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories was, I guess my brother was about 10 or, yeah, he's 10 years older than I am. And so I was probably 10. He had just returned from Vietnam. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam.
Wow.
And so he was there from 68 to 69. And that was not a good time to be a helicopter pilot over there.
No.
And in those days, they used to, you know, nowadays we have computers and cell phones and communication. And we would pack a box of goodies for him, water and milk in cartons, things that he could use over there, the kind of meals that he could have and bake cookies and stuff. And we would send a monthly kind of gift box. And then he would send letters back and then say where he was in the letters. So we would take the letters and... At the old AMP grocery store, they used to give away maps of Vietnam, North and South Vietnam,
oh, wow,
with little flags, American flags, South Vietnamese flags, and North Vietnamese flags.
Wow.
So we put it up in our kitchen. We would watch the nightly news, and it was David Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, and they would say, at the very end, they would do a scroll of the deceased soldiers. And sometimes, most of the time, a family would find out, of course, from the military because they do a good job, obviously, of trying to inform families.
Yeah.
But we would watch it because every once in a while, people would find out from the TV.
Yeah.
And so we watched it every night. Can you imagine?
Ooh.
So that Thanksgiving, the reason I say all of that, he had just gotten home. And we got him, we picked him up at the airport, he was there, and I think that may still to this day be my absolute favorite Thanksgiving because he was home and safe and... And talk about somebody excited about having turkey and stuffing and all the goodies. I mean,
and if it was oyster, he wouldn't have
cared. He would have cared at all, not even a little bit. So we do have so much to be grateful for.
For sure. And just listening to you say that, I don't think this generation understands, or I didn't have to. I mean, I was on the brink of close to being born in that area, that time. Nobody else has had to, like today's kiddos and adults haven't had to go through that, haven't had to see that, experience that. So just not having to experience watching the television to see if your loved one has passed is something that everybody should be super grateful for.
We don't have to do that today. Thank goodness.
Thank you.
So, on that note, to all of our veterans who have either seen combat or not, or everyone in this area, the retirees, all of you, thank you so much for your service on this Thanksgiving Day. We are so grateful for you, because it's because of you that we're actually able to celebrate with our families today.
Absolutely.
And on that note, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Jessica this morning. We're having a little fun talking about Thanksgiving, and we are being informative, local, and dependable.
Always.
Always. So, Jessica, I talked a little bit about one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories. What do you remember about Thanksgiving, maybe as a kid, or what comes to your mind when you think of Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, definitely Kim really hit it on the head earlier when she was saying, you know, the Macy's Day Parade and cooking and that sort of stuff. But I mean, I would PJ it for as long as I could. I had my PJs on and we would run right to the TV and we would watch the Macy's Day Parade.
Now, is this as a mom or as a kid?
As a kid, because I'm still a child right now.
Okay.
But that's like my favorite childhood memory, and then the smelling of all things. But as I got older, that tradition just continued, as far as like all those things kept happening. I just took a different role.
Right.
But
right.
I think I was... I might have mentioned it during the break, like silly traditions that we would do is, you know, the little black olives and you put them on your fingers, like their fingernails. You do that as a kid, or
you actually put the olives on your fingernails?
Yeah, over your fingers. when you have little fingers, they fit.
My goodness.
Like helping to stuff celery with cream cheese was a fun thing until you became an adult, and then it became a fun thing to convince the children.
We used to have that. I forgot all about that. We used to
so
have that too.
Good. But I think I miss my... Dad always, he took the man role of cutting and carving the turkey, saying the blessing before. And we used to go around the table and say what we were thankful for, which is super, super cool to tradition, no matter who you are, to bring that in there. But that and just my grandmother's, like, we made her stuff the celery, I'm not going to lie. But
we always have someone that you have to find something for them to do.
Yes.
So that's a good to-do project.
Stealing the turkey when my dad was cutting it. That was, yeah.
You did that? You stole the turkey?
Yes.
Girlfriend?
I could get away with it, I think. But I miss my grandmother's chocolate cream pies. There's nobody who can make chocolate pie like her.
Happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. News is up next.
Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Over the river and through the woods to grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the wide and drifting snow.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Jessica this morning. So we're your Thanksgiving experts. If you feel like you're an expert, or you have a comment, a suggestion, something that you want to tell us about your Thanksgiving traditions, 850-437-1620. So Jessica.
As she stares into my eyes. I'm scared.
She was talking about a couple of things this morning, so... Go ahead, and I'm going to answer this phone call real quick.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, first of all, I'm curious if the phone call may be an update on how the turkey's happening at my house. But, you know, let me just say, funny part is we were talking about scalloped potatoes and how they do not belong on the turkey table. But Brent from Cat Country came in here to share his favorite sides. And he says that scalloped potatoes and oyster stuffing were his favorites. And I told him to kindly get out of the studio and asked if he was my long-lost brother, because my text to my brother was, No oyster stuffing.
I know. We just talked about it. And then Chris, and then Brent walked in and said, what do you serve? Scalloped potatoes and oyster stuffing. And
like,
we both looked at each other like, who are you? And where did you put Thanksgiving? Okay. Speaking of relatives, guess who's on the line?
Is it what I thought?
It is psychic. Yeah. So Chris, who has actually is with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, has called in. Good morning, Chris. How are you on this Thanksgiving morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? You guys are sounding good. Sound like you're having fun.
We're probably having too much fun.
I mean, we're taking over the world one mic at a time.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So happy Thanksgiving.
You can cover 2 to 7 this afternoon on Cat Country 98.7. Remember, it's Dasha, not Dasha.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. So you're on today, too, right?
She was just on the parade, by the way. I saw her on the parade. So there we go.
Oh, okay. So you're on this afternoon on Cat Country, correct? 98.7?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, the bigger question is, have you ruined that luscious turkey that I slathered with butter and rosemary?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm on turkey duty this morning, and I mean, the house smells wonderful. I'm not going to lie. It needs to be picked up a little more, but the house smells absolutely wonderful. We got like an hour and 45 minutes left.
Is that a slight?
Wait a minute.
Was that like a backhanded comment? I can't be too
back
nice.
Back it up. The two women in the studio caught that where you said the turkey smells great, but the house could have been, is that what you said? The house could have been picked up a little more?
Well, it needs to be picked up a little more. I've been picking things up here and there. I mean, you know, I got all morning. It's, you know, we have a college-aged visitor. She's still asleep, so it's not like, you know, we have to have the house sparkling. But there are a few things that just need to be picked up.
I think you and Roderick have been taking control of that house and terrorizing it. And poor Willow.
I'm just wondering who should be doing the picking up. I'm thinking while you're watching the turkey.
Tell.
Well, you know, I can multitask doing those things. Other things not so well at, but I can pick up while a turkey sits in the oven, and a parade is on TV.
Okay, so there you go.
If you ask me to do any more, though, we're in trouble.
I'm envisioning someone who is getting himself out of trouble right now.
He's doing good. He's back paddling beautifully.
Yep.
Great
in
backstroke.
That butter.
Backstroke. Good job, Chris.
I got two cats asleep. I got a college-age kid asleep, and I got a relatively picked-up house that smells wonderful. So there we go. It's not all bad.
And you're listening to two wonderful women on air.
Silence. That's not good.
And the house is picked up.
Timing is everything. So what's your favorite tradition now? Are you going to be slicing the turkey today as the head of the household?
There's a rule about me and sharp objects. I'm only allowed to handle them for a certain amount of time before I put others at risk. So maybe for a few slices.
Okay. All right. I was just checking on you.
But we need to know what your favorite, like, what is your favorite side?
Oh, it's stuffing. I could eat that, you know, the rest of the stuff is, you know, besides the point.
Okay.
I'm a stuffing guy. And no, I am not an oyster dressing. No.
Be
red-based and good.
So there are all kinds of stuffing. Yeah. So I know my grandmother's recipe from Ireland actually had sausage in it, which is very tasty, believe it or not, in stuffing. But there's other people that have different kinds. Like the cornbread stuffing, I had never had till I moved south. So is that? Do you like cornbread? Do you have a kind of stuffing that you like? Because it gets very specific when it comes to these family traditions.
I've lived in so many different places and spent Thanksgivings with so many different people from so many different parts of the country that, there are things that I've come to just kind of be like, okay, that's really good, and things that I don't like. But coming from Buffalo, we're just, that's where I was born and raised, and we were just very, everything was very basic. I mean, Jess can attest to that. We were very straightforward, very basic food-based people. So really, it's very traditional with us. We don't get too fancy. We don't add too much of anything to anything. We in our family, always kept it pretty simple.
That's nice. There's a lot to be said for simplicity.
And I'm behaving.
And then there was my mother
jokes
who
I could make.
Well, and then there was my mother who I believe she would do this only because I say this. So the tradition in our family was always my mother would always bring ambrosia because nobody else in the family liked it.
That used to be a tradition for many, many years, because we used to have that. And then I told you, I was telling Jess about a friend of mine that brought just regular Jell-O. And it was a kind of like whatever color she was going to bring.
Slimer
and what fruit.
On a plate.
Yeah, it was, did not go. But I remember that now that you say that. Ambrosia.
It was a big thing, and nobody else in my family liked it. My mother loved it. Nobody else in my family liked it. And I think she would bring it when we would get together in hopes that we would not be invited back the next year.
Oh, very clever.
but she forgot we were family, so we would be invited back, and she'd have a full bowl of ambrosia to bring home.
God. Well, at our house, that ambrosia probably would have been on the table right next to the liver pate and Melba toast that my mom used to bring every year. And needless to say, there were a couple people in the family that loved it, but most did not.
Wow.
It's funny when you look. If anybody looks at the way that people arrange food to eat for Thanksgiving, it is kind of interesting because the food that everybody likes stays on the table. Everything else either comes off the counter in the kitchen and then goes back or goes on the buffet that's, you know, off to the side, and there's a little, you know, it takes a little work to get to.
The side table that's way off to the side.
Or Rosie the Basset Hound gets the food.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at it. So when you wonder, you know, do people really like what you brought? Think about where your food ends up in the room, and that will tell you all you need to know.
The other thing is if one of the family members has the dog underneath them at the table. That's usually a clue as well. When their plate's clean, but you haven't seen them putting anything in their mouth.
I need a Thanksgiving support dog for that.
Where's Spot? Oh, he's over with Aunt Sue. Oh, he's being good. I'm sure he is.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Sue's such a picky eater.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, it's great to hear from you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Wishing you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. We got to go to break, so you'll be with us when we get back, or Jessica will see you when she gets home to have some of that turkey. Try not to do anything wrong with the turkey,
don't
okay?
Make it dry. Yeah. I told you the rules.
All right. We
Fantastic,
love you, buddy.
Guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanks.
Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable Thanksgiving memories for you, or a comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, this morning with Meg and Jessica, who was the former host here on the show. We're enjoying Thanksgiving. If you're just tuning in, happy Thanksgiving to you. We've played the two Thanksgiving songs that we know of already. We have played Over the River and Through the Woods. And we had the grandfather version and the grandmother version, so we've played both. We also played Adam Sandler's Turkey Song, but we had to cut that one off because it got a little Saturday Night Live.
I mean,
after
I don't even know what it was talking about.
Exactly. A little tricky there. So many things to talk about. And if you have something you'd like to talk about from Thanksgiving, you have a Thanksgiving memory, a favorite dish, something that we haven't mentioned so far, your favorite stuffing, or maybe the worst thing you ever had or the worst Thanksgiving dinner you ever had, text us at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you.
What are the tips and little tricks that people do when there's something they don't like? Like, how do you hide that?
The dog.
True. But how do you discreetly pop it out of your mouth under the table?
This reminds me.
Cough into a...
So my mother, at one point when she was very old, she's like 89 at that time, and we were moving her from the house into a assisted living kind of place. And we used to have this table that was the Thanksgiving, you know, the big family table.
Yep.
And underneath the table in the center, it had this cute little, kind of like a little box, a little cabinet thing. And so we're moving it, and my sister and I are actually holding it. All of a sudden, these little rocks start falling out. And we looked at it and said, what in the world? We opened up that little cabinet, little table thing. There must have been 100 little rocks. We pulled the little rocks. They were petrified rocks. You know what they were?
I'm afraid.
Petrified peas.
Oh, my Lord.
Someone in the family had used that little thing, that little drawer. To put it into, we about die. We didn't know if it was from Thanksgiving or
that
what.
That is great.
But there must have, and it from a long time ago now, because they were petrified. They were like little rocks, but they were a little dehydrated.
Those are antiques you could sell at the local store.
Exactly.
You know, I always wondered, it's funny, I always wondered, like I end up calling my sister today, and she's like, I've only cooked 3 turkeys in my life. And she's over 50, so it was funny. But, you know, I remember, I've cooked several turkeys, but I can't remember. Do you cover the turkey first? And then the last however many time, like 15, 20, 30 minutes, do you take it off to brown up? Or do you let it cook uncovered and then you cover it? I never know what the right answer is for that.
You know, I think turkey butterball, if you go online and Google that, they actually have on Thanksgiving Day turkey tips, and they have customer service representatives that you can call and ask turkey questions.
See, now I did read my little butterball thing, and I still was like, are they telling the truth? Do I leave it covered, you know, do I leave it uncovered for 2/3 of the way and then cover it? Like, so.
Well, I'm thinking I found a little something on how to cook a turkey, and I thought I would share that with y'all this morning, and we'll kind of do this together. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Right.
All right. So you go first. So it's how to cook a turkey.
Step one, buy a turkey.
Very helpful. Good place to start. Step two, have a glass of wine.
Step three, stuff the turkey.
Step four, have a glass of wine.
Step five, put turkey in oven.
Step six, relax and have a glass of wine.
Step seven, turk the bastie.
Step eight, wine of glass another get.
Step nine, hunt for meat thermometer.
Step ten, glass yourself another pour of wine.
Step 11, bake the wine for 4 hours.
Step 12, take the oven out of the turkey.
Step 13, tet the sable.
Step 14, grab another wattle of wine.
And step 15, turk the carvey.
That little recipe's been circulating for years and years and years. It is so dumb, but I swear it makes me laugh every time.
I love it.
I mean, that's all part of it, part of the holiday. A little wine, a little something, something.
It's like the 12 days of Christmas in like 15 steps of cooking turkey.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. We're talking turkey this morning on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm sure we're helping you to remember and bring up all kinds of holiday memories. And there's so much that's going on this weekend. We have Winterfest downtown. We have lots of trees that are already up. Downtown looks gorgeous, getting in the spirit
beautiful
of Christmas. But before we go there, there's something very important that's going to be happening. Black Friday. Tomorrow.
Yes.
Shopping. Now, here's the thing. I used to love that because it really was a one-day deal.
Yeah.
But it's kind of disappointing. Have you noticed how now, like, beginning of this week, the beginning of the month, people were doing Black Friday for the whole month? No.
You're right. Exactly.
That's not a month thing.
I mean, but I will say I did get 2 Christmas trees yesterday for, like, the price of 1.
You did?
Oh, I did.
I thought you told me you had live trees.
Normally, yes.
Uh-oh.
We went a little Black Friday on a Thursday. Or actually on a Wednesday. What day is today?
Thursday.
Yeah, we went Black Friday on a Wednesday.
Okay. And you got 2 trees.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you've already put up your Christmas trees and stuff.
Well, so I am against the whole putting up a Christmas tree before Christmas, before Thanksgiving. I'm against that. Like, that is not okay. Oh, my goodness. University of Massachusetts Amherst. My son is on,
the TV right now.
I'm telling you,
exciting.
They saw this sooner in Maine because I was getting all the messages, and I am checking it out right now.
So just,
and I just saw my son. He has big hair and glasses.
Exciting.
This is exciting.
And the Rockettes, too, right now. So
yeah, I feel like we're live animation of what's happening. I'm sorry to break, like, into the TV thing,
okay.
But I was like, am I seeing UMass?
So that's her son, who is actually in the Macy's Day Parade today. We have it on a monitor in the studio, and they just came on, and we saw him. That is the coolest
and
thing.
And I am going to text him and say, the girl three people into the left, who has the pom-poms, bring her home. She is a pretty girl.
Okay, Mom. With that, we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Jessica, joining you for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We've been talking all things Thanksgiving and turkey this morning, and we're getting into the important stuff. So ladies, listen up. We're talking about shopping and Black Friday. And the men, they do their own Christmas shopping as well, although my brother used to go with a friend of his on Christmas Eve. And my dad would go on Christmas Eve, and I'd say, Dad, where are you going shopping? Eckerd's. And no, everybody would groan and be like, oh, here we go.
I have a son that is like amazing when it comes to shopping, and he does it on Christmas Eve, and he always like gets amazing things. I don't even know how he does it.
Yeah, well, it's probably a good time. I mean, I'm sure things start going on sale on Christmas Eve too, so
I mean,
that's probably
nice
not a bad
out of it. What can I say?
That's not a bad idea. And then the other question is, we started to touch on it, was when do you put up your tree and your decorations?
Yes.
So I have a wreath that I put up like for the fall.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little fall wreath, and I take that down today. So today or tomorrow, I'll start putting the lights out and the Christmas wreath. And then the tree probably goes up in about a week.
See, we were definitely, like, I grew up in a family where we made fun of the people that, well, we didn't make fun. We just commented on the people that had their tree up before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving. But those same people, and one is my childhood best friend, has now gone backwards. And she has her tree up almost in October, which is, I think, insane. Because let's just celebrate one holiday at a time, and the turkey gets its time. And but anyways, yesterday, I kind of wanted to put up some Christmas decorations because my niece will not be home for Christmas to do those things. And when you become an adult and go off to school, you still are a child at heart, and you miss those things. So I was like, I want to get some decorations up. And we happened to go to a store yesterday, and it was a $159 tree that was on sale for like $69. So I bought two. And they're pencil trees, and I just want to see what they would look like in the house. And
you should see the expression on her face right now. The I'm trying to justify this purchase.
That's exactly what it is. But the thing that was saving grace for me was I actually was chatting with Meg last night, you know, asking her, do you really want me to come in the morning and be crazy? And she's like, sure. Chris walked into the house and he saw the trees and he's pointing and smiling like a child. He's like, those look really good. So that solidified it for me that like it was okay. But I think like before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving is not okay. But I also think that when you put that tree up, you better leave it up until at least January 1st.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm 100% with you. If you're going to go to all the trouble, then leave it up for a long time.
Yes.
But I think it's interesting now, so because it used to be one tree. Right? Mm-hmm. With tinsel on
it. Yes. So the cat would eat it.
But now, I mean, this has become a thing. I mean, the tree decor, I know people that have trees in every room of their house,
that's
different colors.
Crazy.
I know people for sure, Florida Gator trees, Georgia Bulldog trees, you know.
Y'all like your football here.
Kansas City Chiefs, whatever, you know. And so I'm wondering too, I'm trying to think what the most unusual tree is that I've ever seen. So that's something to think about. So if you want to chime in with us this morning, anything Thanksgiving, when do you put your tree up?
Yeah, when do you,
when you take it down? Mm-hmm. Just give us a call here or text in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a break for the news at 10:30, and then we'll be back with more Thanksgiving. News Radio 92.3, happy Thanksgiving. Good morning with the News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Meg and Jessica, who was one of our hosts on the show. And we're having some fun this morning talking about Thanksgiving, the lighter side of things, recipes, things you can do. But you know what? The whole holiday is about Thanksgiving. It's about gratitude. And earlier this morning, we talked about what an amazing community Pensacola is. I don't know of any community that is more generous than this community. And one of the things to think about today, you know, I'm very blessed. I have friends I can spend, friends and family that I can spend this holiday with. But think about it. Is there somebody at your office that maybe didn't really mention where they were going for Thanksgiving? Someone you know that maybe this is their first Thanksgiving without a loved one? Or maybe an elderly neighbor that you see them going to pick up their mail, but you don't really see a lot of people visiting them? Reach out to those folks today. This is a good day to go to Publix, get a little pie, and take a pumpkin pie over there, or do some little gesture that just might make their Thanksgiving. And so that's what our nonprofits do in this community. We have ARC Gateway that does so much for our developmentally disabled, Council on Aging, taking care of our seniors, Mana Food Pantries. I talked with Dee Dee Flanlecker yesterday, serving 67,000 people last year in our community year-round. 60% of those were children. We also have Ronald McDonald's House and Gulf Coast Kids House, who help with the children in abusive situations. Favor House, helping women with domestic violence. We have our pets, too, that are taken care of by all the folks at Escambia County Animal Shelter, Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And I'm just going to give a little shout-out to my friends at Shades of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And then we have A Hope Rescue. And so many different ways. And today Jessica is here. She works with the Rally Foundation. And I suppose we were talking about this last night. To me, I don't know how a lot of the folks at these nonprofits do it, because they have a bigger heart than I may have. Because I will say it this way. I'm not sure I could handle some of the situations that people might be dealing with today. And Rally Foundation works with and actually raises money for cancer research for children with cancer. So just tell us a little bit about Rally.
So Rally has been around since 2005. Our co-founders, Dean and Reed, both started in 2005, and it really started with a simple and a really profound question: what can I do to help? So Reed had a young boy on his team who had brain cancer, and he introduced his wife to the family, and she was at the hospital, and she said, "Mom, what can I do to help?" And Mom said, "You know, find a cure, make it so that no family or no child has to go through this again." And so that's how the Rally Foundation became. They started fundraising for childhood cancer research. And when Dad was asked, he said, "Make sure all the families are fed." And that's how our Rally Good Meals program has started, which we have been able to feed over 100. We've served 145,000 meals.
Wow.
And Cindy Bonner actually contacted Rally at one point in time. She's like, "My neighbor's daughter has cancer. I want to bring Rally here." And so she ended up, she was in, I believe, the Pensacola marathon, and she had a IV pole
mm-hmm.
with a bag of Kool-Aid that looked like blood, and she ran with that IV pole.
Oh my
gosh.
She
crossed the line with a young man and families that were going through the journey. And so we really, our mission is to empower volunteers to raise awareness and funds for childhood cancer research so that we can find the best treatments with less long-term side effects and ultimately cures, because 47 children a day are diagnosed with cancer, and less than 8% of the money that is funding that is allocated to cancer research on the federal level, less than 8% is allocated to childhood cancer. And that's like every 2 minutes a family hears the news that your child has cancer. And childhood cancer is different. They get different cancer. I heard this put in perspective. When an adult gets cancer, it takes maybe 30 years off their life. But when a child gets cancer, it could take 70.
Oh, gosh. And I've had the experience of being around children that are being treated for cancer. And the thing that amazes me the most is that they seem to have a light.
Oh, my gosh.
And a will to fight it. They just seem to have this will to live.
Yes.
And really go through these things with such bravery and courage.
Yep.
And the parents, sending out a prayer to all those parents that this holiday season are spending their time in the hospital.
Yep.
And I want to give a shout out to the Studer, Quint Studer, and his family, because now we have the Studer Family Children's Hospital. I had an opportunity to tour that last year. And the rooms in the hospital rooms all have like paintings on them.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's like things for kids. And I thought, why don't they do this for adults? You know,
we're still fun.
I get scared of the hospital. I'd like to have a room with teddy bears in it and all that kind of stuff. That would be very helpful.
Yeah, you know what they do have? They have their pups. They have their dogs sitting around.
We got to meet them too. Yeah,
we are actually. My office is just outside the Bear Family Foundation Oncology Wing, so I'm able to go in and see those kiddos that are in the hospital on the oncology floor, and also ones that are coming in for treatment. Studer Family Hospital is amazing. The nurses are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors obviously are amazing. It's just a really wonderful place. So blessed to be there. And our families throughout the Gulf Coast are so fortunate to have that hospital here for them.
So if someone wanted to volunteer or donate to Rally Foundation, where do they go? How do they do that?
Yes, they can go to rallyfoundation.org, and there's a donate button right there on the page. You can also search Rally Foundation Gulf Coast, and that will bring you, it's easier to navigate specifically to the Gulf Coast page where you can donate that way. You can also search on the site, but they're welcome to, there's information on our website about the Gulf Coast, and Haley is our Rally Kids coordinator, and she does a lot of the volunteer. So it's Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at rallyfoundation.org, or anyone's welcome to send me a message, Jessica, at rallyfoundation.org, and we are happy to connect you with volunteer opportunities, whether it's coming to our Cookies and Milk event that's coming up for the parade on the 14th, or serving a meal. We do it twice a week right now. We want to do it 3 days a week. We want to be able to provide even possibly 5 days a week of meals. So you are welcome to come serve, or if you are a business or just anyone who wants to fund a meal, welcome to do that too.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for sharing about Rally Foundation and just one of the many nonprofits. I know, please don't get mad at me, I know that I've left a lot of folks out. Just come to mind today in particular, Waterfront Mission.
Oh, they're amazing.
So many of the churches in town today are having open kitchens. Hopefully you can get a hold of a phone or talk to someone that can tell you. I should have the list, but I don't have the list of all the places that will be offering free meals today for you and your family. Keep your eyes open during this holiday season. Many, many food drives where people can donate. And also our friends over at WEAR-TV are doing the Communities Caring at Christmas right now.
Yes.
So that is just a tremendous effort. I'll have to have my friend Kathy Dunnigan or have Sue Strong come on and talk about. I mean, they've been doing it now for years and years and years, and they make a huge difference for families that, you know, these are tough times for a lot of people that may not be able to afford to have a nice Christmas for their kids. And then we have the angel trees. You'll see those all around town at the department stores. I got one year, and it was just this senior. He just wanted some pajamas. It almost made me cry. So I went out and I got the softest, best pajamas I could find.
We forget about those little things.
The little things.
You know, the little things that we forget, even individuals that are unhoused. You know, we forget how much dignity it brings for someone to take a shower.
Absolutely.
To have a warm meal. I would suggest check on your friends, check on your neighbors. Because sometimes people close to us won't tell us when...
You never know.
Yeah, when they need help or they're alone.
You just never know. And when I think of that, I always think of Robin Williams, who was the funniest, brought so much joy to all of us, and ended up taking his own life. So you never know.
Yep.
So on a better note, we can all have a lot to be grateful for.
We sure do.
We're going to come back in a couple of minutes here after the break and talk about some things that hopefully will make you laugh just a little bit.
Absolutely.
On this Thanksgiving. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You got a comment for us or a question, 850-437-1620. Pep Talk will be back in just a couple minutes.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Florida cares about women and families. Last year, Florida provided nearly $500 million to support pregnant women and their families. No woman can go to jail for having an abortion, and abortions are available before a child's heartbeat is detected, and in cases of rape or incest, and at all points in pregnancy to save the life and health of the mother. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Jessica this morning. If you have a comment about Thanksgiving or a question for us, text it in at 850-437-1620. So Thanksgiving Day, we know a lot of you are cooking right now. Some of you are in front of the couch as the rest of the family cooks, watching TV. So we wanted to be sure and mention, my father was from Northern Michigan, so he loved Thanksgiving Day because his Detroit Lions every year play the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
So that's a big game happening this afternoon. And a couple more, I think you found a couple more big ones for the pros, right?
Yeah, the Giants are playing the Cowboys this afternoon, and the Dolphins and the Packers. And I may or may not have been watching a little bit of TikTok and checking out the Dolphins coach because he is hilarious. But I'm going to have to check out this Bear-Lions game because that needs to become a new tradition.
It's a tradition for sure. And half the time it's snowing. It's always amazing to me. Like, we are so spoiled here.
I'm going to be like, ha, 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 snowing.
And then, of course, for me, a lot of my friends and those of you that know me know I'm a huge Georgia Bulldog fan. Go Dogs. So our big game is very unusual. We usually have our game with Georgia Tech, our in-state rival, on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. But this year, they're having it Friday, tomorrow night. So it's a night game. Very unusual for us. But I believe I could be wrong. Text me if I'm wrong. I believe Florida State's this weekend. I think Alabama Auburn's this weekend. And with the new college playoff system, a lot of these games are going to make a difference as to whether or not these folks get in the playoff, because the committee will judge based on, it seems they're, but you know, no one really knows what they're basing their criteria on. I'm not bitter, but we're not sure, but it looks like they really matters what your record is, basically 8-3, 10-3. So will a 10-3 team get into that top, those top seats for the playoff? We don't know. It's kind of one of those things. So this weekend's going to determine whether a lot of teams are in it or not. So it should be interesting. Yeah. The other thing to do on Christmas Day, if you're not into football, Christmas movies. A few stations have already had those on, but now is the time. I think they start the marathon of the Christmas Story, right?
I'm having PTSD from like my my brother-in-law in A Christmas Story, because he had that on, like, I mean, it plays on repeat like on Christmas Day or something, but I have to call and ask, have you started it already?
Well, you know, my favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a classic.
But you know what? I have talked to so many people who said they've never watched it.
We need to get them together and have a watch party.
How could you not have seen that movie? Now, I get the younger generation, of course, and it's in black and white. Yep. So that's part of it. But, I mean, the story and Jimmy Stewart and the angel getting his wings.
It's,
I mean,
classic.
I know that place. I know that whole movie by heart. That is absolutely my favorite.
So does Chris Clare.
Oh, yeah, really? Oh,
Captain Chris.
Captain Chris knows too. Okay.
Every word.
But now is the time. And then we were joking yesterday about, a listener had texted in, and I didn't see it till after we got off the air, because I thought, I wonder what Santa Claus's favorite movie is. And so, duh, someone texted in the Santa Claus.
Which one? Because the Santa Chronicles is out too, and that's pretty fast. Fred Claus is one of my favorites.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And then someone said Die Hard.
I mean, that when it's on the list of, that was the funniest thing. The list of Christmas shows, and you see Die Hard. I'm not really sure if Bruce Willis thought his legacy would be that he is a Christmas movie.
Right. Well, one of the things too that I think about was they used to have lots of Christmas specials. So now I'm going to date myself again. But there was always a Christmas, like Andy Williams would have his Christmas special. And for me, I always loved to watch the Bob Hope tour, because he would, for years and years and years, would tour military installations all over the world. And he would take a whole group of entertainers with him, and he'd do his whole routine, and he'd have his golf club in his hand, and he'd be, you know, talking about the holidays. And he always had some beautiful starlet like Raquel Welch or, you know, someone like that. So I'm dating myself, I know. But there were so many different ways that we celebrate. So we do have some things here in town. Pensacola Little Theater is going to be presenting A Christmas Story as a live production. That's coming up. So you can check them out at PensacolaLittleTheater.org. And we have the Symphony is going to be doing their concert on New Year's Eve. It's so fabulous.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. So if you have a chance to check that out, we have the ballet. Pensacola Ballet is going to be doing the Nutcracker. That is truly one of my favorite
That's
ballets.
Amazing.
It just would be. Yes. So there's so many things you can do. But today you can be on the couch or I've also had families that get very active and they go for a walk.
I'm going to wear my fat pants today. I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say congratulations to my friends at Portofino Island Resort. They had the turkey trot this morning, which was raising money for research for brain cancer and brain diseases. So hats off to Jessica Karn and Rob Babcock and all the team out there because they did that first thing this morning on Thanksgiving Day.
That's awesome.
That's a pretty awesome event as well.
Yes.
But you have no excuse. There's so many things to do in this community on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, and all year long, in fact, but on Thanksgiving Day even. This area is amazing. I'm sorry to say tremendous and amazing at the same time. So
tremazing.
Amendous.
Amendous or tremazing?
Oh, I love the tremazing.
Hey,
that's tremazing.
That's tremazing.
Hashtag tremazing.
Yeah, okay. Like, we got it. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back. Talking all things Thanksgiving on Pep Talk this morning. And you can always chime in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after the break. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Thanksgiving Day with Meg and Jessica. 850-437-1620. Thank you so much for listening and being with us this morning. No matter what you are doing, whether you're cooking or relaxing or taking a walk, whatever it is, we so appreciate our News Radio 92.3 listeners who are with us every day with Andrew in the morning and during Pep Talk. And we have our afternoon guys who are so amazing, and Chris and Austin. So just really want to put a shout out to our listener family today and wishing you blessings and good things in life.
Absolutely.
So we also wanted to mention that this is that time of year again. Check on your neighbor.
Absolutely.
Look for someone. See if you know somebody that might be alone. Invite them over or bring them a plate of leftovers.
Yes.
I have a dear friend who says that it's in the expression of love that I am healed. And I love that because sometimes we do things and we're hoping to get a little something back. But when we're able to actually just give freely, not wanting anything back, that's one of the, I'm not sure who gains more out of it, the person who's been given to or the person who is giving. So just when you have a chance maybe today, just reflect on all the good things you have in your life. We are so blessed in this community. We are so blessed. No matter what our circumstances, we can always find something to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
So what are you grateful for, Jessica?
Honestly, one of the things I super am grateful for living in this area, I'm really appreciative of Mary and Dave that own this radio station.
Yes.
They are amazing human beings in this community, and I am so grateful that they, you know, were crazy enough to say, yes, Captain Chris, come back. And allowed me the opportunity to be here as well. I am so thankful that my family is well and
healthy.
Still able to love one another in between fighting over elbow room at the Thanksgiving table. And I'm really thankful to be able to celebrate this year with my niece Grace, who drove 12 hours to see me. But yeah,
that's a lot.
Roof over my head, shoes on my feet.
And we live in a country with freedom and peace.
And I have the right to choose between stuffing or dressing.
There you go. Pecan pie.
Exactly.
Pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to leave you with this morning with a couple of quotes that I love. The more you practice the art of thankfulness, the more you have to be thankful for. That's from Norman Vincent Peale. And from Charlie Brown, what if today we were just grateful for everything?
I love that.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. We'll be back tomorrow with our regular guests. In the meantime, time for news. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.